Imagine paying into a pension fund for decades only to discover you were never able to take your money out of the pot. Well, that's what racehorse trainers in Northern Ireland claim has happened to them. And it's all because of the border.
They say the cash taken from their winnings was to go towards a pension fund for their workers, but they have now discovered that their staff could never draw down the money because they lived in Northern Ireland.
Well, the body which runs Racing in Ireland denies any wrongdoing, and we're going to be hearing, in fact, from its chief executive later in the programme. But first of all, I've been speaking to two trainers affected, Mervyn Torrance from OMA and Armaz Marshall Watson, who told me more about this pension, which has now run out of money.
It's a pension scheme that was set up in 1973 for the benefit of employees in racing, and it was wound up in 2010 with nobody being informed of that in the north of Ireland.
And for all those years, trainers in Northern Ireland were paying money into this pension fund?
Yeah, it was the same as from all over Ireland. Everybody was losing. The 10% that comes from the owner's winnings that came to the trainer, 13% of the 10% was going into this scheme, pension scheme for employees. And we believed, my father's been training since 75, that he had been contributing into it for his employees all this length of time. But in fact, the harsh reality is none employees were entitled to it.
So basically you were paying into a fund that you could never draw down from.
Exactly. And we've had correspondence from the Turf Club and the Trainers Association saying that we weren't entitled to it, we weren't eligible, because we were in a different jurisdiction, they kept on saying.
And what kind of sums of money are we talking about, Mervyn, down through the years that people have paid into this fund, do you think?
Throughout Ireland, that would be massive. Whenever you would take the percentage of the winnings of all the races in Ireland from 73 to 2010, it would have to run into millions. So it would.
And you've been paying into this scheme, and you weren't aware that you were never able to take money out of it because of where you lived, essentially.
That's exactly right. We never got a letter of any sort to say that we never were entitled to get anything out of it, so we didn't. Never knew. We just trusted that you were paying into the pension fund, so you'd be automatically entitled to it.
And when did the penny drop?
It was about, well, for me, I would say maybe 6 to 8 months ago when I heard that it had wound up. And it wound up in 2010, but nobody in the north ever got anything, nor nobody ever was informed of it even winding up.
So whenever you heard that the fund was wound up, you went looking for your money, and you were told what?
Well, we're just told that there's no money in the fund, that it's gone, basically. We're asking the questions as to where did it go? Let's see some paperwork to see why we weren't entitled to it, how much was in the fund, but we're not getting anywhere.
And have you been able to calculate, Marshall, how much perhaps that you're owed?
To be honest, it's extremely hard. We would have to rely upon their records as much as our own, because you didn't keep the records thinking that you were going to need them so many years down the line. I honestly couldn't put a figure on it. But as Mervyn said, the main line is we just want to see where the money went, the documentation, that why we were not eligible to the scheme, and explanations into why they continued to take the money off us all this time. We've been paying into a scheme that there's a pot of money there, and we were never able to, none of our staff were never able to withdraw from that scheme. Madness. Absolutely madness. Bottom line, it's unbelievable.
Any pension scheme that you run, you'll get literature of some sort at the end of the year to tell you, even it's only shares you have, of what it's done or what it hasn't done. We've got nothing.
What would you say to those people around this scheme who might take the view now, look, there's nothing left. There's nothing left in the pot anymore.
Well, look, if there's nothing in it, there's nothing in it. There's nothing we can do but just come and show it. All we need is a literature to say, look, that's what we done. We invested it, or whatever we done with it, and we lost it. That's fair enough. If you've lost it, you've lost it.